I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning.
Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. The congregation wants me to share with you about its own belief about God's Word, that even though parts of God's Word are thousands of years old, God's Word is able to speak to us today in our situation. So we always want to make God's Word a part of the worship, and we take time to look to God's Word together in the worship. We always have an affirmation of our faith, and it too from God's Word, this one from 1 Peter in the second chapter. Christ bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed, for we were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of our souls. That phrase, by his wounds we have been healed, that's an Old Testament phrase. Although this is a letter of 1 Peter in the New Testament. By his wounds we have been healed. I had a friend who would translate that, by our Lord's open wounds we have been healed. God's word for today is from John's Gospel in the 21st chapter, and I'll set the stage for you. This is the risen Jesus, and he has just shared a meal that he himself prepared with the disciples. And Jesus is talking with Peter, Simon Peter. When they had finished eating, this is verse 15 through 17 in the 21st chapter. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. May the Lord add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Just about every year, when I attend our state fair, I always pick up information in the sheep barn on sheep. There's a newsletter called the Sheep Reporter. There's a sheet entitled Fast Facts About American Wool. Gives you the link to our state's website of the State Sheep Association or the national website, sheepusa.org, which has a kids section. There's a sheet from our State Sheep Association that includes sheep facts and also peculiar sheep facts. We may have to come back to that one. On our church's website, the sermons there on Bible animals have been some of the most popular sermons that people find their way to on our website. So I thought and have prepared for sermons about sheep. But our elder, Greg, has raised sheep. Elder Greg simply told me once, sheep are stupid. Sheep are stupid. That kind of put an end to any sermon on sheep. Sheep are stupid? Well, I know that sheep cannot find their own food sources, certainly not in the Middle East. Sheep have to be led to sources of pasture and water. See Psalm 23. And even though sheep stay together in herds for their own protection, individual sheep will wander off, making themselves easy prey to predators. And again, in the Middle East, In the country, sheep have a great number of predators. Wolves, wild dogs, the griffin vulture, foxes, at least one type of wild cat. In ancient days, there were also lions. I don't know if an Egyptian mongoose would try to eat a young sheep, but the Egyptian mongoose has been known to eat giant pouched rats and wild boar. So I would imagine a young sheep would be easy prey for an Egyptian mongoose. But it just goes to show that a wandering sheep in the Middle East would be in quite a bit of danger all alone. And I'm sure that Elder Gregg knows what he's talking about when he so quickly observed, sheep are stupid. So I guess I won't be preaching about sheep. I guess I won't even be preaching about the great American sheep. The great American sheep is its own breed of sheep. But that's the name of the sheep breed, the great American sheep. The great American sheep believes that it lives independently and free and lives by its own intelligence and wits. The great American sheep claims to live free and independently, but has often been seen to roam in packs and gangs. And oddly, in these same packs and gangs, the American sheep is in even greater danger. The gangs of great American sheep are not safe. American sheep that travel in packs and gangs are often victims of violence or cause violence. Almost half the violent crimes in America are related to these gangs. 40% of illegal drugs come from these gangs. And you know who gets these illegal drugs? Other great American sheep. Those drugs killed almost 100,000 in 2021. Remember, these are not drugs prescribed for the great American sheep. These are drugs the sheep wanted to find and take, and the sheep did so on their own. It seems that Elder Gregg's opinion has some basis in fact. Sheep are stupid. That's why I'm not going to bother to preach about them. Although it is interesting that the independent and free great American sheep has no trouble finding food in America, food is in abundance in America. Perhaps I should say that edibles are in abundance in America for the great American sheep. The word food we use usually to refer to some beneficial eating. The great American sheep prefers to eat food that is not good for the sheep's health. Where does the great American sheep like to feed? McDonald's is the most favorite feeding place for the great American sheep. And it's a favorite feeding station by a much larger margin than feeding stations in the same category, and a favorite feeding station over other feeding stations of different categories. McDonald's is in the burger category. Now, I have to confess that two of the top 10 feeding stations for the great American sheep to feed on are places I myself have been known to frequent. Among the top 10 fast American feeding stations, fast food, American feeding stations, Starbucks, and Dunkin' Donuts. And here's another reason I don't want to preach about the great American sheep. I've been known to frequent both those stations. And the news is even worse. Both of those feeding stations are not even in the category of a meal or a sandwich. Both Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts are in the snack category. Great American sheep don't even intend to feed for nutrition at Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. But there I am, bleating in line with the other sheep. But just so you know how serious I am about this sermon today, this week I made myself go to Starbucks and Dunkin' Donuts. I really am glad I'm not preaching about sheep today. And as I will mention in a moment, the great American sheep's feeding habits are literally killing the great American sheep. The most popular feeding stations of the great American sheep diet is causing what are considered preventable deaths. Here's some more trivia. Did you know that the great American sheep doesn't like to drink water? Do you know that the great American sheep has a real thirst for? Alcohol. the independent and free Great American Sheep prefers to drink alcohol. And the Great American Sheep prefers alcohol even when it's well known that the alcohol kills 140,000 a year and is the fourth leading cause of preventable death in America. Preventable death. I just finished mentioning what the sheep eats also causes death. The food the Great American Sheep eats and the sheep's love of laying around and sitting kills even more sheep every year than alcohol. Even though the Great American Sheep is independent and free, this is what the Great American Sheep prefers to eat and drink. You know, it looks hopeless for the Great American Sheep. It seems to me that the Great American Sheep might soon go extinct. Is there no shepherd who can and will help these Great American Sheep so that they can survive? Is there a shepherd that the Great American Sheep will follow? Because the well-known love of independence and freedom of the Great American Sheep means they do not want to follow any shepherd. But not following any shepherd is killing the Great American Sheep. Don't the sheep know that? Well, the Bible said that God cares about that. Sheep are mentioned in the Bible 200 times. Do you think the Lord God of the Bible cares about the Great American Sheep? Yes, the Bible will quickly answer that question. God cares even for the Great American Sheep. God cared about the Great American Sheep even before those sheep were brought to America. In among those 200 mentions of sheep in the Bible, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, God even tried to send the sheep shepherds before. But not all the shepherds were good shepherds. Then came Jesus. The Bible states that Jesus was and is the Lord God's own Son. The ancients have wonderful ways to say that Jesus was God of God, very God of very God, that Jesus proceedeth from the Father, begotten, not made. Those are wonderful phrases. One of the points of that phrasing is that the Lord God himself sent Jesus to the world. Jesus was sent by the Lord God because of God's love for this world. John 3:16. And that same phrase mentions two reasons why the Lord God sent Jesus. Two reasons. First, love. Isn't that wonderful? And the demonstration of that love has to do with Jesus. So what's the second reason that the Lord God sent Jesus? The second reason is so that they don't perish. That seems to me to be equally important. Why? Because if it's one thing that the Great American Sheep is good at, it's perishing. If it's one thing that the Great American Sheep is good at, it's perishing. Have you ever thought about those poor sheep as being good at perishing when they're left to their own devices? When the Great American Sheep have no shepherd, they're really good at perishing. I gave you the death statistics of the Great American Sheep. They're listed as preventable deaths. Preventable deaths. And yet those deaths happen not just once, but those preventable deaths happen every year to the Great American Sheep. Every year, over and over, the Great American Sheep perish. What did this Jesus, whom God himself sent, what did this Jesus say? Jesus said, John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. And the Bible goes on to say, now you know what some of the people present, people who heard these words, you know what some of them said? They said, many of them said, he's demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? I kind of feel that many of the great American sheep have said the same thing, because great American sheep don't want to follow anybody. But the great American sheep are perishing every year. What can even our Lord God do about that? You know the Lord God has declared his love for this world. Let's see what else Jesus said. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." This sounds great because the great American sheep are perishing in record numbers. If only the great American sheep would hearken to the voice of this shepherd who loves them and claims to be a good shepherd. Indeed, Jesus claimed to be the good shepherd. That in going to Jesus, the good shepherd would be the way to be saved or safe. Those should be wonderful words to the great American sheep who are perishing in record numbers. What else did Jesus say? Jesus said things you might expect any shepherd to say. Jesus said, "Follow me." Jesus said, "Follow me." What a perfectly right thing for a shepherd to say. The Bible records Jesus saying, "Follow me," about 30 times. I guess Jesus meant it. And why would Jesus say, "Follow me"? I think it has to do with Jesus saying he didn't want sheep perishing. The great American sheep do demonstrate to us that when left on their own independence and freedom, that they wind up dead. And they wind up dead in record numbers. Jesus said, "Follow me," because Jesus didn't want sheep perishing. And Jesus said that sheep that take the Jesus way have life and have it to the full. There are many ways that Bibles translate that phrase. Jesus said, "I've come that they might have life more abundantly," that they might have life in abundance, have life to the full, have life till it overflows, have life that they might have life and live life to the fullest. Certainly the great American sheep are not living life to the fullest. They're cutting life short. Jesus said, "I have come that they might have life. Life that is full and good. Have life in the fullest possible way." That's what Jesus wants for the sheep. But Jesus said that it was in following Jesus that those things would be possible. What else did Jesus say about following him? What else did Jesus say about following Jesus? Jesus did say that the way could be hard. Matthew 7:14. I don't know that the great American sheep will take that. I don't know if they'll follow Jesus if it's going to be hard. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." That makes sense, doesn't it? Since Jesus wants sheep to live life in its fullness, live life in its fullness instead of live lives in self-destruction. What else did Jesus say? John 8, when Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." That sounds good, doesn't it? Jesus' way is lighted. Jesus himself is the light, even the light of life. So if the great American sheep will follow the light, it'll be the light of life. And if the great American sheep insist on going their own way, Jesus said, that's walking in darkness. And we've already seen what happens to those sheep that try to go it alone or even go together in gangs. We want to consider again the words of Jesus. God so loved the world that God sent his only begotten Son. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm just glad that I didn't preach about sheep today. Remember what Elder Gregg said about the sheep. I think I've already asked Elder Gregg to preach about sheep. I'm sure that I would learn something. And I believe it would be a short sermon because Elder Gregg shared his opinion. Sheep are stupid. We want to remember Jesus' words. I am the good shepherd. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Amen.
Turning back.